Joe Berger. I listen to Ron Amatron, Creation Light Shift Healing.
Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Shift, and had our friend Joe Berger on there playing his wonderful music. So let's just talk about the light shift. I've been getting into a lot of heavier territories, we'll say, with people who may be new listening, like the star, the birth death code and the death barcode that associated with that, which is your barcode that the dark side puts on you. So we'll talk about the light shift, and we're doing a lot of creative shows and creative healings. One of them is tomorrow and also on Sunday. We'll get into that a little bit later on here. So here we go. The light shift comes every 2,000 years. What Jesus used for his healings, he came from the light shift, and he left and went back to the light shift. And he hasn't been here since. So let's talk about what the light shift can do for you. It's here to help people who are aware, who are consciously aware of divine energies, spirit energies, your own spirit, and this is how you connect to your own divinity, is to go inside of yourself. And so many people use their mind energy thinking that it's spirit, and it's not the same, and you cannot connect to the mind matrix energy, which is collective consciousness. That's what runs through our mind and our thoughts. This is how we get mind-controlling energies sent to us, because we're working outside of the parameters of the light shift. We're working in the parameters of the darkness, which is energies that are related in time. So anything that's in time is not of the light. And when you're in your heart center, then you're out of time, and then you're in the light. And your spirit brings you automatically into the light when you connect to your spirit and your heart center. And that's basically the whole process. The light shift is here now for the ascension. Like I said, it comes once every 2,000 years. It'll be here for a short time, then it will leave. And then it will reappear again like it did this time, and the time of Jesus, near the end of each 2,000-year cycle. And they determine when the cycle is going to be. And I don't have any glimpse of it, but the light shift did come here in 2005. It possibly could be 2012. A lot of people have that inclination, but it could be before that or after that even. But for myself, I don't have the information on when it's going to be. So this is the way the light cleanses the darkness out of its territories, and the light gets turned off. Remember, you are a part of the light, and this frequency of the light through your spirit allows you to be connected to the light. Without your spirit, you're not connected. This is why it's so important to be more fully in your body, to have that light frequency with you. And your body would like to do the ascension process, which means that it will turn into a spiritual form that would be non-physical. And then it's able to take your physical life form, make it non-physical, and become spirit. So your body would love to do this transformation. It's been waiting for a long time in your genetic history to do this. Remember, if you're still here, it hasn't done it yet, and then neither have you. So, like I say, if you've been here for 50,000 years, you missed out on 25 ascension dates, ascension periods, when the light shift came to help the people here to get out of the darkness energy, and we're coming up to the 26th one, if that was the case. So, you know, it all depends how much you're willing to do the work and to eliminate these energies of darkness inside of yourself, which is judgment from your ancestors. So, Sylvia, are you out there in cyberspace?
Yes, I am, and hello, everyone. Welcome to Friday night. We're live tonight, and we have wonderful healings and information from the light ship in store. If you're new to this program, this is a wonderful opportunity for you to experience Ron and the Creation Light Ship and to sample some of the healing work that he does. and learn more about his mission of preparing people for the ascension process. So if you'd like to communicate with us during the program, there's two ways you can do that. One way is to phone in. And in order to call in tonight, since it's Friday night, you need to call the number that I'm going to give you, which is 888-228-4494. And I believe that that's toll-free in both the U.S. and Canada. But I'll give you that number one more time. It's 888-228-4494. So that's one way. We'd love to hear from you. Another way is you can type a question or a request into the fast chat. BBS has what they call a fast chat. You can just click on the link that says BBS fast chat, and it'll bring up a window. And you can type in your question or your request for Ron, and we'll try to get to all of those during the hour. And we have some very, very exciting things to talk about as far as some incredible healing opportunities that are coming up this month. So we'll get into all of that. And I see quite a few people are already on the fast chat and a few questions. So, Ron, I'll just give it back over to you, and you let me know when you're ready to have some questions.
Yeah, let's first do the mind-to-heart drop, and then we'll get the questions. So here we go. This, if you're new to the program, this is done on probably about maybe yes, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. I'm Larry, Ron, and Sylvia. Hi.
Hi, Larry.
Oh, hi. Okay.
Hi.
How are you tonight?
Oh, I'm doing good. I don't want to interfere. If you're doing the heart drop, the mind-heart drop, I'll wait until you're finished.
Okay, great. So here we go. So if you're new to the program, I'm going to drop you from your mind and your heart. This is where you want to be, is heart-centered. And you have to have that mental body. Another way of saying it is that you have to have the thoughts in your head, we'll say, go into your heart. And the same process of getting information is the same in your head. Remember, the head is mind-controlling energies, and the heart is strictly free will, free choice. So when you ask a question in your heart, you may get the answer of maybe a yes or no, possibly. Remember, your spirit will normally never direct you and tell you what to do. It'll give you options normally because it doesn't want you to be controlled by its energy, because remember, we have free choice, free will here, and this is the ultimate thing, is to have your spirit be consciously with you for the guidance that you need. And then it's up to you to discern what's being told you. Where your head energy is all mind control. This is the alien influence on us here, mind controlling energies. And it just kind of goes on and on. You can check out the website, creationlightship.com, go into the alien attack removal location, and you're going to find out that there's a lot of things that are attacking, attaching to you that you may not wish to have. And this is real. So here we go. I'm going to drop you down into your heart. So think of an elevator. 10th floor is your forehead. First floor is your heart. And this you should be doing daily. So it's very simple to do. And here we go. Dropping down. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. So if you think a thought right now, it should come out of your chest area. If it doesn't, then you want to keep doing this little exercise until your thoughts are located and centered there. And you can tell when you're not there because it'll be normal and the thoughts will come between your ears. So, Larry, are you out there?
Yes, I'm here, Ron. Yeah,
okay.
Yes, Ron, I had a question or two. My first question was, is the light ship, it almost sounds like the light ship could almost be a stargate to the light universe, a passageway to the light universe. When we're qualified for the light, we go through, it's almost like a stargate that comes every 2,000 years What would the difference be?
Okay, the light chip carries the frequency of everything that it created. So it wouldn't necessarily be a vortex stargate or something that would open itself up so everything can leave through it. It actually is connected to everything that it created. So everything on this earth plane here that is not alien will say, let's see, how do I say this here differently? If the aliens used light energy to create something and it was put here on this earth, then it would still be connected to the light ship, okay? And so naturally the earth spirit was from the light ship and it created the earth. And at that point, everything that it created has light frequency in it. If something was brought here that is not light energy with the creation of light, then it can still live here. You know, things do live. You know, you can see people walking around without spirits in their bodies. Their body still functions. You can see shapeshifters and other things from people and in people, and they're still living on this planet, even though they're not created from the light. So the light allows, you know, everything free choice, free will. And that could be part of our problem, and that's actually our whole problem here, is that the free will of people chose darkness, which is judgment, and from there we got mind-controlling transmissions from the aliens. You know, it's a whole big can of worms. But the main thing is the people got out of their heart center. So if you were to say, what's wrong with this planet, and everybody has, you know, the effects of what happened, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But realistically, what happened was the people separated themselves from the light, and they did that by going into the mind consciousness. So that could be like the Garden of Eden, we'll say, with the apple on the tree. You know, if you want to take that scenario, that's what happened. People chose darkness in place of light. And a lot of people now are knowing that because they've been locked in here, forced on this planet to stay here, I should say. Your free choice brought you here, but the reason why you haven't left is because you're forced here and you're running mind control patterns, and people have not chose to understand that they have to go into their heart for their guidance and to stay connected to the light. Through that, they go outside of themselves instead. And that teaching normally is not out there strong enough. It's out there in probably all religions. But everything else that they talk about deals with the darkness. And from there, you get connected to it. So then the way to really get into the light is to go to your spirit and your heart. And light is connected to everything that it created, so it's everywhere. And since it's everywhere, once the light gets turned off, or that master frequency of creation of light gets turned off, then nothing exists in the light. So as far as the light being, you know, light ship being like a vortex, or the light being in a light universe, no, everything that is experienced is a light universe, just that the darkness has come into it. This is why the light ship comes every 2,000 years to do a cleansing. And this is how they do that. They just turn off the frequency of light, and everything from the light is collected. It's resonating to it at a different rate of frequency. And the darkness cannot attach to that frequency. And so all manifestations will cease to exist. So another way of saying that is that the car that you have and your house and everything else around, and the earth will no longer be here during the ascension time. And this is what happens, and it gets reactivated, providing that the spirit, like of this planet, wishes to come back here again. Point, it's not coming back. And so that means that the earth as we know it here will not be in existence any longer, because the earth spirit's leaving. Another spirit could take over the frequency of the earth, we'll say, as far as the manifestation of the earth, it can take the blueprint of that, but it cannot bring in the same frequency of the earth spirit, and so physical life would not be able to exist here, because the earth spirit, if it's a new one, will not resonate to your bodies. Only the bodies that are able to ascend will resonate to the spirit of the earth. And this is the ascension process, is to take your body with you, and your spirit will leave anyway, providing that it's not sucked into or connected to the darkness, or the darkness doesn't have controlling programs on you to take you sideways during the ascension time. So So, next question, Larry, did that answer your question for you?
Yes, it does, Ron. The next question is, it seems to me like the ETs and episodes, the way they abduct us, it seems like they, I saw a little spaceship, it was about 14 inches, go through the wall one time in my bedroom many years ago, and then I saw it, I was going to get up and get it, and then it went through the wall again and disappeared. So it seems that they sent out this little spy ship to see if we're there. They could give us an injection, and then it seems that we go through the wall invisibly to the light ship, to their spaceship, to their operation table that where they put things, control things, devices inside of us, and then it seems that they transport us back through the ship walls, through the bedroom walls, back to the bed under the covers, just where we were originally, and it's hard to detect what they're doing, but that seems like that could be what they're doing to escape detection. Does that sound reasonable to you?
Yes, it does, and a lot of those ships are not manned, we'll say, by they're done by androids, you know, typically if there's some life form on there, or they're just maybe remote controlled. So you have to remember, technology that we have here that we're using on just by living, okay, a lot of these technologies that we have discovered are what the ETs already have, and they're just allowing us through people doing inventions to connect and to do these things. People ask at times, if you just think about this here, you know, if you're talking about UFOs, we'll say spaceships, et cetera, why didn't they give us the technology here of something like that from the get-go? Or why didn't they do something besides the internal combustion engine? You know, why wasn't that brought here? You know, if they were so nice and friendly, why do they get something to pollute the planet to come down here? Remember, that this is their creation. We're just tapping into the mind energy, and the mind energy is giving us our inventions here. You know, like the atomic bomb. You know, why did they give us that? Okay, so basically, I guess the answer is they want to destroy us. But if you look at all the cars that are here causing the pollution that's here, you know, they could have allowed us to get into a different, using the word lightly here, of channeling, we'll say, as an inventor sits down and tries to do an invention. So whoever invented the gas motor, you know, I don't know. But whoever that was who had that insight, why didn't he get channeled from the aliens the information of how to make a more better way of doing things? Because remember, when you have an invention, it still starts off from zero, and then you build upon it. And that's kind of an interesting way to look at it. You know, why didn't they make one out of hydrogen? So anyway, you know, there's plenty of water here. You know, and they have that technology. They have probably anything that you can think of, but instead this is what they brought us. So this is kind of where we are. And remember, all inventions that we normally have here are done with the mind. You know, this is people have the old saying, you know, you go into a think tank, you know, to figure out a situation. And you're using mind energy to figure it out. So you're actually decoding, like, say, in World War II, where they had a figure out the German codes. I forgot what the machine was, but anyway, they had the machine, you know, which they transmitted their information to their, you know, their ground forces. And so they have the code breakers. Yeah, and so they have, you know, the code break. So they used the minds here to work probably backwards of people. Okay, so they used their minds to decode that information. They got into the dark side agenda and then used that dark side energy to figure out how, and you know, how the Germans will say figured out how to do this. So this is how it works. So anyway, it's just the way that you tune into the energy. But the heart energy will give you information also. And it's much the same because it's the same process. Remember, the darkness cloned and created the same way to use the energy. That way, initially, if you were kind of, you know, on the cutting edge of something, or you're right on the borderline of doing it one way or the other, you know, using light versus using the darkness of mind controlling mind matrix energy, you would probably very easily pop into the head energy instead of using your heart. Because the same process, the same techniques are the same. This is where some people get kind of go, gee, how do I manifest with my heart? I go, well, it's the same process that you've been doing all along, but you must connect to your heart. And then you get the information. So does that help you? Does that answer your question, Larry? I hope. I don't know.
Yes, that's a very good explanation about what they're doing, how they're keeping us in the archaic ages, ancient ages, instead of helping us to transform into modern applications. So I appreciate knowing that. Thank you, Ron.
You're very welcome. Well, thank you for calling,
okay,
Larry.
Bye, Sylvia. Okay.
So from my standpoint, a lot of people now, the main buzz thing, maybe in the last maybe 10 years or so, is aliens, and then you have alien abductions, but, you know, then you have contact. Okay, go ahead. Who's out there?
Hi. How are you?
Hi.
Hello. Who's this?
Kimberly, it's Sylvia.
Hi, Kimberly.
Oh, I'm not Sylvia, it's Kimberly. I got that backwards.
Yeah, I totally understood that. Anyway, welcome. And we'll say thank you to Larry for calling, and welcome, Kimberly.
So what shall we talk about?
Well, do you have a question for Ron tonight?
Well, I could share that when I was a guest on the ship last month for the intensive, or this month, for the shadow bodies, that towards the end of the visit, I noticed that I was in the ship a little longer than usual, and they gave me, I could say, like a glimmer of a view. I could see Ron looking into a chamber with a light being at one of my bodies. I understand that we have several different energy bodies. And the body looked rusted out like one of those old vintage cars out in the countryside.
Oh, yeah?
And then after I had the viewing and understood I was going to be that part of me was going to stay on the ship a little longer, I could feel those open, empty areas being reconstructed over a period of a few days. And it was a bit uncomfortable, but it was, you know, doable. But it was uncomfortable in the sense that I could really feel like, I don't know if you would say regrowth or re-knitting or reforming into wholeness. And I did sleep a lot. There were some mild headaches, but it was all tolerable. I mean, it was nothing that you couldn't handle. And they do hear you when you say, oh, this is a little too much, and all of a sudden it just goes away. You soften or you sleep. And so it gives a whole new meaning to, you know, it feels like there's just something missing inside of me. I don't know what it is. Well, this really comes to mind. So I really don't want to miss out with the organ intensive, because these parasites and shadow bodies can deteriorate a body of ours like that, deteriorate it so badly that beyond recognition. And the light beings have a way with the blueprints to heal us and reconstruct us. I just imagine what they could possibly, well, not imagine, but the reality of what they can do to our organs. I mean, for a whole month of healing, I just don't, I mean, it's not something you're going to want to miss. And I'm definitely showing up for it.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, let's talk more about that body organ rejuvenation. Ron,
that's,
do you want to?
That's great. So, yeah, we're doing three different Sundays, starting this Sunday. We have our four-hour ascension call on Saturday. So the three Sundays, 8 hours in length, your physical body organ rejuvenation, and the light beings are going to be working with that, taking out terrestrial life forms, shapeshifters, low bodies. Go on the website if you wish. Just check it out. And if you're interested, you what it feels like. You can go to the archives on 11:30:07. Time's going by, isn't it? And 10:10:08. Those two programs on the BBS archives give you a little sampling of what I've been in here as far as being parasites. These are visible energetic light forms. They're not created by the light, which means that they don't have a spirit or soul wood in their face. And they come into us, and we're interested with these things, and this is why our spirit has such a hard time coming forward and also with and integrating with our cellular structure. So this is all needed to do this process. So these calls are just very wonderful. Kimberly, she got a lot out of it because she actually sense and feel energy. Some people don't really feel anything. I think most people actually do sense something on. And normally you feel very relaxed. You have some aches and pains leave you sometimes that you may have had in the past. Some people have problems maybe over the last 20 years or so, and all of a sudden, after one of these sessions, it goes away. So it's hard to say how you're going to what happened to you, but they do work on you in this 8-hour conference call. It starts at 10 o'clock Pacific time. That would be 1 o'clock Eastern, and it's 8 hours in length. And you can be on an absentee if you'd like. You don't have to be on it all the time on the telephone. You'll just get a speakerphone, and that's all that they need. You can come on, you know, at first when it starts, and if errands to do, just up and come back on again. We break an hour for a little break, maybe 5 minutes. Then we go right back into more healing. And then after the first 8-hour event, when that's over, they're going to be on the light ship a week as they work with you in the quarantine rooms. And then the next session will start on the following day. So you're on the light ship for typically about 1 month as these energies from you. And unfortunately, looking at it within the time reality that we're in here, there's so much wrong with us that we have to do all these intensives. If the light ship could do it, you know, one 8-hour session or whatever, they would, but they can't because we have so much in here. Your ancestors, whatever they thought, whatever they prayed to, whatever they did in their life with their precision spells or whatever, all this wraps you up because you're living their life unwound from all of their thoughts. You just think of how many thoughts you've had in your life. And remember, you have all these ancestors back 50 to 100,000 years. It's all with you. If you're wondering why you're not healing, it's your fault. It's one of your ancestors by not turning into the light, talking to their spirit, not cleaning themselves out. And also, they did not probably conceive children at a later age when they cleaned themselves out. So the whole teaching was not really readily available, I would assume, because bodies right now are so contaminated. So I can, you know, put the question out to everybody listening there. Your parents, you know, work themselves and have you at maybe 50 to 70 years of age. Do they work on themselves for their whole lifetime? Their densities, their offspring, which is you, put out of this goo and judgment energies. Most people would probably say no. Had me, you know, he has an accident of the age of 15, probably 30. And from there, you know, took on their addictions, their problems, and this is just the way it works. This is why most people past have not did the ascent because we're too contaminated with this and the darkness energy behind, and they didn't understand. Have to clean themselves out. They're going through. Thank you, Sylvia. Thank you, Kimberly, for coming. And we can get some in too.
Yeah, thank you so much, Kimberly. And I know a lot of people are really looking forward to this, you know, three Sundays in a row of this body organ rejuvenation. And it's not necessary to have been on the prior healing marathons to take part in this one. So if you'd like to, you can connect with Ron. Just give him a call and get on it, because it's this Sunday and then the following two Sundays. And even if you aren't available, you can go on as an absentee. Or if, let's say, you want to be on and you'd like your, maybe you have a child or you have, a parent, you know, who needs work, but they might not even be open to this, well, you can still, I believe, have them participate on an absentee basis. Isn't that correct, Ron? You could sign up someone as an absentee?
Yes, yes, that is correct. Remember, the mind energy is what you're working with. So when you ask somebody about doing something like this, all of their past judgments and programs, remember, you have to eliminate your past programs to really get into, you know, the light energy, because the programs that you're running will normally tell you no, because that's the dark side telling you not to do something. And that's what happens. So anybody can come on the call. If, for instance, you were able financially to have everybody, if you go to church, maybe you have a congregation of 500 people, and you would not even have to ask them. You could just pay for the session, give me their names, and they would go up. And they'd all have a healing. So the light honors your spirit energy, and your spirit is here to heal your body. So this is why nobody has to know what's happening. So it's not that it's against your free will. It's against your free will if you don't do it, because the light does not, connect with anything but light, where the darkness will connect with your body and tell you not to do something. So the main process that you have is that every spirit in everybody's body here would love to have a healing. This is why your spirit's in your body. So a person's mind, which is the darkness, could say no. The spirit could be jumping up and down wanting to have this session done, but people don't listen to their spirits. So this is the process. If you're wondering what it costs, we have four events, and it's $200. If you have a spouse in your house living with you, or if, even if you're divorced and maybe you still like the person, we'll say, and they're living somewhere else, then that'd be $100. So for yourself, it's $200. For adults living or spouses, it's $100. And children and pets and animals are free. The children are free if they're still living inside of the house, so typically 18 years of age. Upon that, they're an adult, and it's $100. And you have to know about it, because the spirit will go through the healing process and help your body out. And they will be on the light ship also. And this is kind of how it works. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, our time is rolling along, and we have quite a few requests on the fast chat. So we have a great question. I believe it was from Karen's daughter. And she would like to know, Ron, if you, if you command your spirit to release the entities from your body, like you have recommended that we do every day, then where do those entities go?
Okay, what happens is once they leave your body, the earth spirit is now responsible to deal with them, because they were created, these entities were created, the emotional bodies that's inside of you was created by the earth spirit. So it's responsible for these bodies. So once you release it and get it out of you, then your spirit works along with the earth spirit to take it back. I don't recommend, as people might hear this, they're going to say, gee, you know, I always dump things into the earth spirit or the earth. You know, I don't recommend that at all. So you don't want to dump any kind of negativity into the earth, because the earth spirit has to deal with it. Then you give it a psychic attack. This is actually a life form that it created, and now it can deal with it as it's returned back to itself. Otherwise, it's like landlocked and floating around here, and it doesn't know where to go to because it's full of judgment. So once it gets cleared out of you, then it does go back to the earth spirit. So you don't have to worry about it at that point in time body hopping to somebody else, because your spirit, if it's empowered enough, and it normally would be, will direct where it has to go to. So I hope that answered the question.
Great. Let's see. We had a request to have an entity clearing.
Okay, here we go. So work with the bottom of our feet. And normally people will feel the sensations in their body through maybe tingles or something. You might feel a bit lighter. And here we go. Then we'll bring your spirit in, which you're going to feel heavier with. So when they leave you, you're going to feel a bit lighter. So here we go, bottom of your feet. So you might resonate to pain. You might just see, you know, how you're feeling afterwards here. Entities will bring you pain because if you have pain in your body, then they'll bring you that same pain. So here we go. Working up to our ankles now, taking out entities. Okay, working up our calves right now. Okay, working on our knees now. Maybe you want to wiggle them a little bit, move them around, to kind of see how they feel. And actually, automatically what happens when I do these sessions here, we are empowering your spirit, activating it so that it'll do this. So this you want to do consciously too. If you're not listening to this program and you want to release them, so you want to tell your spirit to release the entities out of you and then focus on a different location like we're doing now, move up and down your body a few times. So we're now going to your thighs. And pelvis area right now. And working now on our lower backs and also internal organs. Okay, kind of middle of your back right now, maybe bottom of your sternum. And moving up now to your shoulders and down your arms. And wrist and fingers. And working now on our neck. And now working on our head. Okay, we'll concentrate now inside of our mouth, gums and teeth, maybe the back of your throat, sinuses. Okay, let's bring more of your spirit now into these locations. Remember, these entities prevent your spirit from being with you. These are earth-based entities, which are bodies. So here we go. Bring in your spirit. Gathering up right now. And here we go. So coming in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And you should start to feel a little heavier. Body might tingle. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, if you feel a little different right now, you might feel a little heavier. You might be smiling. And this is because these entities are released from you. And this is one reason why we do these long marathon calls for 8 hours. So like I said, we'll be doing these 8-hour calls for 24 hours plus the 4-hour ascension call. That the price for that is $200. And this will be for body rejuvenation, body org rejuvenation. Also your body, too. They do many, many things to us here. So all they do is put light back into us. We do our spiritual blueprints. There's many of them. And the darkness attaches to us some way. They're very sneaky. And this is why, like I said, you probably have problems and not healing because you're attached by the darkness without you even knowing about it. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, so that was the request for the earth-based entity clearing. And, Ron, we also had a request for the alien entity removal.
Okay, so let's... Let's do a little bit of that here, and this is a little more complicated here. So let's get the some life forms, the parasites that are attached to your shoulders here. This could be rotator cuffs, could be the top of your shoulders. And here we go. So we're going to take out some of these parasitic life forms here, and they're coming out now. And we'll work on the octopus energy. That's the one that... gets into us a lot here. Here we go, coming out. And there's some tentacles leaving you. You might feel your back loosening up. Okay, there's four tentacles that are released right now. Like I said, we have this process also on the website on 10-10-07 and, 10-10-08 and 11-30-07. Okay, number fifth tentacle is coming out. Number six. Number seven. Yawning here. You're yawning, that's good. And number eight coming out. There we go. Now we'll get the body out of you. Okay, there we go. It's coming out. There, that one's released. Okay, how's that, Sylvia?
That's wonderful. Let's see. We had a question, and I don't remember who it was that asked it, but it was about the octopus energy, just like you were just clearing. And the question was whether or not that energy came to us from people doing the firing of the grid.
I would say recently no, but more could have come in here. Because we had them before that process. Remember, whoever has done energetic openings of vortexes and things, with whatever name they're using, is bringing these things to us. You can watch the movie The Mist. Another big event that happened here was the first, as far as the New Age people, they think this was the first time that they brought love energy to the planet here, and that was... the harmonic convergence, and that I believe was in 87. Well, that did a lot of harm here also. And normally that's followed up each year. People do the same time, date, and, you know, they try to bring in more of these dark side energies here under the pretense of bringing in love and light to the planet, to waken people. It definitely wakes you up to the darkness. That's what it does. But remember, your spirit is your only connection, and you cannot bring anybody's spirit to themselves because they already have it. So they already have light. You can't bring any other light to them than your own spirit. So this is how it works. You must connect inside of yourself. Nothing's outside of yourself. It's very simple. This is the teachings of Jesus. So once you understand the teachings, then, you know, it's very easy to understand why he said not to go outside of yourself. You know, knock on the door will be opened. You have to connect to the energy. And he also mentioned about being innocent like a child, which is true. You have to get out of judgment. And so this is the whole process. And remember, the light does not promote itself. And this is the reason why some people have a hard time, because they want to bring in light. The light doesn't promote it. The darkness will promote the light of the darkness. And that's what people bring in here, is the light of the darkness, the fabrication of true light. And this is why we have so much problems. But yeah, I'm sure that more octopus energies could have come in. If that was the question, did more come in, we'll say, by firing the grid? I would assume so, yes. So the people who did this did themselves harm because they connected themselves to the aliens automatically by doing this meditation. So right away, they're hooked up to the darkness more than what they were before. And this is their free choice. This is what the light gives you, free choice, free will. So they chose to go into the darkness energy, not understanding that you can't go into the light because you already are light. It's with you. You have to find it inside of yourself. So those people are now hooked up to the darkness. And then they also brought darkness to everything here. And so they did humanity a big injustice, very, very sad. And the last time they did it last year, it took the light ship about 2 to 3 months to get rid of this stuff that they brought in. That's how much of it was here. I don't know how long it will take them right now to get rid of this energy. But I know in Mount Shasta there's a lot of weird clouds there from that. And people were talking to me, you know, outside of Mount Shasta, you know, in different states about how the clouds have all of a sudden appeared, and they have these really, really weird-looking, strange clouds now. And so this is after the firing of the grid, and this energy is still here. So they actually, all the work the light ship was doing previously, they took a lot of it away, unfortunately, because they brought in darkness. And this is their free choice, free will, but it's, you know, they're actually using your free choice and taking that away from you, because they brought in something of such an evil intent that it's hard to get rid of it. And the light ship will get rid of it eventually, but each time people do these attunements, you know, and I'm sure there's one coming out now on, since we're in the ninth year, you know, you're going to have probably 9909 coming up. And I imagine the time will probably be the same synchronicity, you know, maybe 9 in the morning, 9 at night, you know, 9 minutes after the hour at 9 seconds, you know, so it's all going to be nines. And the year after this year, it'll be 10-10. And the year previous, you know, it was, 8-8. So this is what people do. Somehow the aliens attach themselves, connect to somebody. Normally it's a powerful person who maybe can get out there typically, who's out on the circuit, and they get this information, and people think they're really a loving person, which they may look like that on the outside, but the darkness is using them and controlling them. And they get all these followers, and then all of a sudden, wham, we get hit with all this dark energy here. And that's just the way it works. Remember, like I said earlier on the program, people choose darkness in place of choosing light. And this is what they're doing. And these implants go off in people, and they might be running patterns and stuff that they've done maybe, you know, say 10 to 20,000 years ago. Maybe they brought in the same energies at that time. And so that's now in their body genetics, and they're just being reactivated in this lifetime through the body genetics to do the same thing over again. So, you know, this is why you get to the teachings of Jesus. Very basically, you go inside of yourself. This is where the light is. Don't go outside of yourself. The kingdom is within. And that's the basic teachings. And this is what the light ship basically talks about, too. It's not outside of yourself. You are already connected, and you can't have anybody else bring that energy to you. In fact, that would go against the whole light, the whole emphasis of a light shift would be to force something upon somebody. With your spirit working with the light shift, then at that point, the spirit is there to help heal you. This is the only exception, because the light shift will work through your spirit and through somebody else's spirit. And it depends on the effectiveness of the healing is how much spirit they have in their body and then how many entities they have, how many bodies are in quarantine. They cannot come to the light shift because the darkness has it. So that's kind of it in a nutshell. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, so we had a request from, I believe it was Mia, to have a release from the mind control.
Okay, I'll count to 10, and the light shift will release the energies from you. This could be energetic transmissions. It could be, you know, your cell phone towers, all the way up to alien, you know, transmissions sent to you, to the mind energy, to the octopus energies in you and the squid energies and everything else that's controlling you that you don't know about. And that's including, you know, the jellyfish. So here we go. I count to 10. You're going to feel that your whole shift in energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And you should feel like all of a sudden the room became quiet and peaceful, and you should be in your heart center now. So back to you, Sylvia.
Oh, that feels so good. Let's see. We had a request from Heal for a healing for the solar plexus area of the body.
Okay, so here we go. Want some energy there? We're going to run some the golden energy from the light ship. Here it comes. So I'll count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. I'll do it again. And you want to bring up your light beam on your monitor screen. If you're on the show itself, just scroll down and bring up the light beam. And it'll be activated for about half past the hour here. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, back to you, Sylvia. We have a few minutes left here, maybe. Oh, we're bringing some peace energy. So bring up the light beam on your screen, and we'll bring in the energies here. They also do healings. So here they come. So stronger, and they'll bring in peace into your room. Stronger, 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 stronger. Boy, that feels good. Stronger, 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 stronger. We'll amp up quite a bit for everybody here. Stronger, 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 and stronger. So tomorrow is our 4-hour ascension call. It starts at 1 o'clock PST, and it gets over 4 hours later. If you're back east, then actually it's going to start at 1 plus 3 hours, which is 4 o'clock, and ends at 8 o'clock. So it's a wonderful call. It's an ascension call. We do a lot of special healings, and hope to have you on and get up and do the complete session for the whole month here. If you can, it'll be wonderful, and you don't need any kind of prerequisites for it. And, you know, just get on the call. The light shift will work with you and what they can do for you at the given time. So, you know, all you have is the current moment, which is now. And these calls are very, very beneficial for everybody. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay. I know you already mentioned this, but we had a few questions. Twiggy on the fast chat was asking, like the last time there were the intensive Sunday sessions, if you had children, they were able to go on as free with the parents. As far as kids that lived with you at home, is that still the case?
Yeah, yes, the children are free if they're living at home. Yes, uh-huh.
And then I think someone else was also... Go ahead.
Yeah, 18 and under are free if they're living at home.
Okay, and then someone else was asking if there's any kind of discount if you're bringing absentee people on with you.
No, it's the same energy work, so if you're absent or not, I'm still doing the work. So it's a free ride for me. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay.
So absentee, they get the same healing, and the energy all runs through me. So, and after I do these calls, it takes me a couple of days or so to actually be balanced again because there's a lot of energy running through me to the light ship for healing. Everybody's energetics goes through my body to the light ship.
Yeah, absolutely. So then just to recap or to review, so tomorrow from 1 o'clock Pacific to 5 Pacific is the Ascension Preparation 4-hour healing on the light ship. And then Sunday from 10 a.m. Pacific time to 6 p.m. is the 8-hour body organ rejuvenation healing marathon session. And then the same time on the following two Sundays. And then, like you said, Ron, of course, there were the times in between where the person is continuously on the light ship for healing. So I just wanted to reiterate those hours for everyone. And then how can people contact you between now and tomorrow if they want to sign up?
Well, the easiest way, since you're on the Internet already, just go to the website. And at the very top, I believe, you can click on it. It'll talk about it. There's a PayPal link there. Also, you can go into the current events that we have, special events, and it'll take you to the same thing. But you can use PayPal right there on the website, and they will send you the information as far as the phone number and the PIN number. So it's very, very simple. A lot of people do that. If not, you can contact me, but I'd recommend just going on the website anyway because you have PayPal on it, and it makes it very, very quick and easy. So, looks like our time is coming to a close.
Yeah. Thank you so much. Yeah, we had a request for that. And
okay.
One more clarification, and that is about the animals.
Yeah, animals are free. And a lot of people even bring up their gardens and trees and flowers, et cetera. And so those are also free. But animals or pets are free. And they have these things inside of them also. So it's wonderful to see animals and pets change during these conference calls. So here we go. Here comes some peace energy. Like I said, they'll be with you until half past the hour. Then the light ship will disconnect the energy. So here comes the males. So stronger, stronger, stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, everybody, probably see you tomorrow on the call. And tomorrow night at 9 o'clock, Station 1 is Saturday Night Live on the Light Ship. We go there at the first part of the hour, maybe the first 5 to 10 minutes, and we're on the light ship for maybe 10 minutes on there, maybe 15 to have healings, physical healings. So say blessings to all of you, and see you tomorrow. Bye, everybody.
Blessings, everyone. Thank you, Larry and Kimberly, for calling in, and thank everyone on the fast chat. Really appreciate you being here, and thank you, Ron and the light ship for everything. And good night, everyone.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Vasily is blowing the doors off traditional talk radio. Get ready for powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in, and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Listen to the Dr. Pat Show, Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Pacific on VBSRadio.com and visit thedrpatshow.com.